First time I ever used this, first time I had a harness, and first time I've ever taught before an adult class. So the church, I believe, needs holy people. This summer at our Bible camp, our theme was to be holy. And I had the blessing of listening to 11 lessons. I'm not going to give them all to you tonight, but I listened to 11 lessons. And I will say, I feel very inadequate about speaking about the subject, because I too am a recovering human being. And my beautiful wife, Jo, of 48 years, knows better than anyone. I need this lesson in my life, and then maybe someone else might need it too. In 1 Peter 1, we find maybe the longest and most profound sentence of thought in Scripture. It goes like this: "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Therefore be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, so you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" Do we look at this as a command? I think we should. When we are holy for God's use, we're attractable, we're joyful, we're prayerful, we're peaceful, and we're thankful. Others will want what we have in Christ, and the church will grow as it should. In 1 Thessalonians 5, we're encouraged to rejoice evermore, pray without quitting, give thanks in everything, and quench not the Spirit. We'll get back to this in a few minutes, but God is invisible. God is Spirit. God is love. And God is holy. And we're told to be holy because God is holy. And we should want to be holy, but how do we get there? What does it mean? How can I be holy when I know how sinful I am and how inadequate and imperfect I am? In a few words, to be holy is to be for God's use. Some of you may be thinking right now, I've heard this before, Larry, give me something that'll help me in my walk with God the rest of the week. So I'm going to try to do that in the next 27 minutes or so. Tonight, when I say be holy, could you respond by saying, for God's use? Let's practice. Be holy. Be holy. Some folks believe that once you become a Christian, you're automatically holy. Heaven's ticket is punched and you can do nothing to change that. 2 Peter 2:22 says otherwise, referring to a dog returning to its own vomit and a washed sow returning to her wallowing in the mud. You know, and God knows, when you have changed directions. And it's possible that no one else knows. But we know, you know. Question: why would God ask us to be holy as a Christian if it's possible to be unholy, not for His use as a Christian? We are saved because Jesus, while perfect Himself, paid the death penalty for our sins. He was buried and was resurrected from the dead after 3 days to live forevermore. And we're asked to imitate his death, his burial, and resurrection in a water baptism for the forgiveness of our sins. By going down into the water and dying to sin and coming up out of the water to live holy lives for God's use. This is not a work of our own doing, but rather submission to a holy God who requires it. 1 Peter 3:21 tells us that water is a picture of baptism, which also now saves us. It's not removing dirt from your body, he says, but rather it's a response to God from a clean conscience. Be holy for God's use. Be holy. In 1 Thessalonians 4:7, we're reminded that God did not call us to uncleanness, but to holiness. If I ask you right now, are you perfect in everything that you do? What would you say? If I ask you if you're a holy person, what would you say? Thankfully, a holy person is not a perfect person. Satan would have us to believe otherwise. A holy person is a Christian set apart for God's use, and we are helped by the Holy Spirit to be like God. The Holy Spirit, He is God the Spirit, and He was given to us as a gift from Father God when we become a Christian. Some of us, I believe, may have never opened the gift. Let's not neglect His gift. He comforts us. He gives us direction. He helps us escape Satan's temptation. The Holy Spirit is divine help for each of us. Let's go back to where we started. 1 Thessalonians 5. We're encouraged to do these four things. Rejoice evermore. Pray without quitting. Give thanks in everything. And quench not the Spirit. Of these four admonitions, at least in my life, I have not given enough thought about not quenching the Spirit. When we're tempted to sin, we must look for a way out of the temptation. A way of escape will always be provided, 1 Corinthians 10:13. He, the Holy Spirit, will give us a way out if we're looking and listening. As a Christian, if you listen to that voice inside your head, urging you to escape the evil that you're contemplating, you're getting ready to do, and this is how you do it, Larry. And we just push him aside, and we go ahead and sin. We have just quenched the Spirit. If we're constantly rejoicing, if we're always praying, and we're always giving thanks in all things, it's going to be much easier for us not to do the fourth thing, not to quench the Spirit. God would not tell us to be holy and to do something impossible without giving us His Holy Spirit to make it possible. His Holy Spirit, He is a gift that Father God has given to those who have been baptized into Jesus Christ. In Acts 2:38, we learn the gift of the Holy Spirit comes after a person repents of their sins and is baptized in the name of Jesus Christ to wash away those sins. Without the gift of His Holy Spirit, it's not possible to be holy, because being holy is not natural for any of us. His Spirit is a wonderful gift. He has given to those of us who have been baptized truth seekers to help us in our walk with God and in our efforts to grow His kingdom. Satan is a real spiritual being, and he has twisted words and definitions of those words over many, many years to get us to think that being holy is something it is not. Satan has shifted the ancient Hebrew of being set apart for God's use to the wrong idea of being perfect. Be holy. Be holy. Satan wants us to believe that being holy means to be perfect, which it is not. He knows we cannot be perfect. We know we cannot be perfect. But if he can get us to believe that perfection equals holiness, it's going to be easy to convince us that, Larry, since it's impossible for you to be perfect or holy, why bother? Why even try? Why even try? Let me encourage you, do not believe this lie of Satan. Holiness is in fact a way of living, our manner of life. Being holy does not require perfection, but it does require a constant effort and decision on our part to separate ourselves from our former sins and lusts so we can be used by God. And even though we will never reach perfection in our efforts, God still calls us holy in our efforts to become a person for His use. In Matthew 19, folks were bringing their children to Jesus, asking Him to lay His hands on them and to bless them. Jesus loved these kids. He said, "These children are like those in the kingdom of heaven." He loved them. Being around children yourself will help you see why Jesus made this statement. Children are beautiful. They are innocent, and they are a blessing to us. As Christians, when we seek to separate ourselves from former sins and lusts and become as little children, we begin living the holy life that God calls us to. Not a perfect life, but a holy life. In 1 Peter 1:14, we're told to be obedient children and not conform ourselves to our former lusts as we did before we knew better, but as God who called us is holy, so we should be holy in all the things that we do. Peter reminds us of why. He tells us. He says, Remember that we were redeemed from our sins by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And even though Jesus had no sin, He died on the cross for our sin as punishment for our sin. If I want to live a holy life, I'm going to have to do some things. First of all, I'm going to become a Christian to receive His Spirit, who will then help me in the separation process between me and my sins. He, the Holy Spirit, will help me become a person who is set apart for my Father God's use. He, the Holy Spirit, I want you to know this, He is not some form of magic. The Holy Spirit is not a quick formula that will override my ability to think for myself, because we all still decide what kind of life we will lead even after we're baptized. The Holy Spirit is, however, divine help in our efforts to live right. Be holy. Be holy. The Holy Spirit helps us separate ourselves from evil and allows God to use us. We can do many things that will enable God to use us more. But a few of those things to get started might be the following. Read God's Word every day. Pray for understanding. Maybe listen to it be read to you on the Bible Gate phone app each morning. Raise your hand if you know how to read. Anybody? Raise your hand if you've ever given a book report, whether you wanted to or not. If we're old enough to read and old enough to tell someone else what we read, we're old enough to read the Bible and to share others what we learned. Teenagers and adults who want to be for God's use will have Bible studies with their dates and their friends. They share with others what they have learned from the Bible themselves so far. We don't know it all, but what we have studied, what we have read, we share. And when we share, God is glorified. We don't have to know it all. Holy children and adults will honor their dad and their mom always. They don't argue with them. They show respect by replying to their mom or dad in a pleasant tone of voice. Maybe with a yes ma'am or a yes sir. Your parents, no matter how old or how bad a parent you might think they might be, They may need your help. They may need your help someday to get right with God. And they're not going to listen to you if you have not been respecting them as your parents. Holy teenagers and adults will show respect and love for others. Old and young men alike should open doors for the girls and the women in your life. We should stand up for those that are being mistreated by others. Go out of your way. Change your schedule. Lose some sleep to help someone having a real tough time in their life. Holy children and adults will choose to put in a good word for Father God everywhere that they go. They use God talk often, and they use it comfortably. And they're quick to pray for somebody who asks for prayer or who needs prayer. Teenagers and adults, we all need to choose a good Christian mentor. Someone we can talk to about anything in our life. Confess our sins to them. And they'll keep what you say private. Someone who will pray for you. Someone who will come to your help at 3 o'clock in the morning if they needed your help. Someone who would do just about anything for you because they love you. That mentor in your life could be a parent or a grandparent, a church leader, a counselor, or a really good friend. But we all, every one of us, need one, not two. Teenagers and adults who want to be holy will choose music that's encouraging and wholesome rather than music filled with evil words and suggestions that defile our mind. We will go through our saved collections of bands, videos, and playlists, and we're going to delete anything that defiles our mind, even if it has great music and arrangement. I'm 68. I really like some of the 60s and 70s music. But some of that I cannot listen to anymore. It defiles your mind. It has good music, but it defiles my mind. Teenagers and adults who want to be used by God will choose a wholesome way to dress in public. Ladies who dress like 90% of the women today should take ownership in the many difficulties and the consequences that's going to follow them the rest of their life because they promoted the flesh and not their spirit. As a single lady, if what you're wearing is sexy, way too short, too tight, shows too much skin, or is provocative, even if you're on vacation where nobody knows you, that's for Satan's use. It's not for God's use. As a married lady who seeks to please her husband in the privacy of their own home, referred to in 1 Corinthians 7. Now she is beautiful when she wears the sexy, the way too short, the too tight, shows too much skin, and provocative clothing. She is holy and beautiful as she pleases her husband for God's use and not for Satan's use. To be used by God, a distinction between how we dress in public and how the rest of the world dresses must be made. And it's not easy when you want to be liked, you want to fit in with all your friends, and you have to end up sewing your clothes or tailoring off-the-rack clothes so that it's for God's use. That's not easy. And as we replace Satan's, what did I do? As we replace Satan's clothes, it must have been Satan. As we replace Satan's clothes, please don't give them to Goodwill. Don't give them to Thrift Haven, where somebody else is going to buy them and wear them. Don't do that. Throw them away so nobody can wear them and be used by Satan. Be holy for God's use. Be holy Holy teenagers and adults will choose their movies and videos with care. They keep their eyes trained on pure things. They keep their eyes for the Lord. We should never, 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 never surf the internet just to pass the time. Most of us do, or have. We should never go on the internet or social media site without a specific, honorable purpose. Or we'll waste precious time that we have left on this planet of redeeming our time here. When we go on the internet, we'll see all the things other people are enjoying, and we'll start thinking that our life is just not as good. And we'll begin to covet and be drawn to the dark side by Satan. And the advertisements will even get you if you're not very careful. Satan right now has his largest audience ever in the advent of the internet. I have a suggestion. Before we get on the internet or the social media site tomorrow, what if we have a short prayer before we click? Maybe pray the prayer that King David prayed many hundreds of years ago that's found in Psalm 51, verse 10. Can you repeat after me? Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. And take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And renew a right spirit within me. Satan wants us to saturate our minds with so much information powered by Google that there is no time left for God. Most of us must change. All of us must take time to be holy for God's use. If we plan on standing in His presence one day and hear Him say, "Welcome. Come into my world. Be at peace. Take your rest. Be pain-free. Be blessed in all the joys of heaven that I have planned for you even before I created you in your mother's womb." We're going to have to take time to be holy. To be for God's use, we must fill our mind with information that will improve our daily walk with Him and how to interact with other people with our heads up and not looking down at our phone. Jesus taught mainly in stories and parables that could be understood by the common man, not in abstract admonitions and philosophy. Jesus could have done this, and He did so with the Pharisees, because He is God the Son, but He usually didn't when He was teaching the common man. And we should follow His example in our teaching. Few people, if any, will become Christians by our overly superior knowledge of Scripture. So let's try not to impress our non-Christian friends with it. More folks will become Christians by our love for them, our love for God, our love for the Word, in sharing with them how we got into Christ, and sharing with them what Jesus is in the process of doing so that I can be of use for God. That's what will get them to think about becoming a Christian. If being a Christian was easy, everyone would probably already be one right now. But being holy is hard, but it is so worth it. It does not require perfection, but it does require constant effort. How do you picture a holy person? By this guy or this guy? This guy or this guy? I know which one I want to be like that. Like, I've had that picture taped to my mirror for years. I know that. It's hard to be holy. But you'll seem to smile a lot more. You'll have more peace. You'll be less angry. You'll have more joy. It's hard to be holy, but you can sleep better at night without a guilty conscience. It's hard to be holy, but Christian friends will be your dearest friends. It's hard to be holy, but God's love for you will give meaning to your life. It's hard to be holy, but God's Holy Spirit will help you in the separation process between you and your sins. It's hard, but worshiping Father God in Christ's church will give you encouragement and energy to do the right thing. It's hard to be holy, but when you die, heaven's going to be your reward, a place where there's no sad tears, no heartaches over breakups or divorces, no more deaths of people that you love, no pain, no sadness, no more persecutions, no more of those who make you feel small, and no more of those people that are going to put you down. It's hard, but holy living in this life will make this life that you live so much better, so much more meaningful. It'll be a life with a high, holy purpose. We can be a holy adult. If you're a teenager, you can be a holy teenager. What do you want others to say about you? Will they say that you had Bible studies with your friends, with your dates? Will folks say that when you walk in the room, everybody just started smiling? Will they say about you that God's love just seems to shine through that guy, that lady? For us to change into this kind of person, we're going to have to want to change. To change. And if we're not there yet, let's pray every day for the will to change every day as we remember what Jesus Christ did for us. Most of you know of at least one happy, holy person who has gone on to be with the Lord. That person you're thinking of right now was never perfect, but boy, were they holy. We can be one of those people too. We can share our joy in the Lord. We can make other people want to smile, even if they cannot. We'll never be perfect in this life, but we can be holy. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Holy people will make a nation great, but sin is a disgrace to any people. I am cautiously optimistic about what God's going to do this year in my country. And what will happen to my beloved America this year? I pray that holy people are on their knees in prayer every day for peace and not for nuclear war, for goodness, for truth, for law, and order to be restored to our country. Satan has been on a tear to take as many folks to hell with him as he can. Satan owns the lies on the internet. He owns the lies of all the news outlets. He owns our black male politicians. He owns Hollywood. Satan owns the clothing industry. He owns the dictators worldwide. He owns those who promote war. He owns those who control our money. He owns those who traffic human beings and drugs. And he owns the World Health Organization. Let's just make sure that he doesn't own us. Okay? Be holy, for God chooses. Be holy. In Leviticus 20, 26, God said, "You shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy and have separated you from the peoples, that you should be mine." God was speaking to his chosen people at the time, and his request still applies to his chosen people today. Those chosen people today are Christians. Are you a Christian? If you have any questions at all about this lesson, or you want to study the Bible with any of our shepherds here, please talk to us. In summary, rejoice evermore. Pray without quitting. Give thanks in everything. Quench not the Spirit, and be holy for God's use. I hope you all want to help grow our church family here at Watermill. I do. As we all allow God to use us, He will be glorified in us, and we will win some souls. Now, creating an environment that will encourage them to keep worshiping with us is another lesson for another day. But if I'm not living right for God, for His use, I am never going to get in the mood to share with others how great it is to be a Christian, because I just won't feel it, and neither will you. If I'm not convinced enough to be holy myself, I won't tell others how great it is to be a part of our church family here when I know deep down that I'm unholy myself. Our self-talk won't allow it. Dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Let's choose to separate ourselves from things that will destroy us to things that will bless us. Be holy. Be holy. The church needs holy people. If you wouldn't mind, if you'll please be standing at this time, I'll lead us in the closing prayer. I don't know what the time is, but that's all I've got. I'm sorry. Dear Lord God, Creator of all things, we thank you for this moment of time in our life. We thank you for being a loving Father, for sending God the Son to save us, and for giving us divine help in your gift of the Spirit. Please help us as we consider how you will welcome us home one day. We love you, Lord, and we're sorry that we don't tell you enough. May what we do and say this week glorify you. Please use us, Lord, as we humble ourselves before you and attempt to magnify you as we work, as we play, as we sing, as we teach, and as we love others as you love us. We want to live this life with a high and holy purpose and allow you to direct us for your use, dear Lord. We ask for your Spirit to fill us up and for songs to bring us joy so there's no room for evil to reign in us. Please keep Satan away from our hearts this week, dear Lord. And if our will to change for your use and to be holy is not strong enough, please make it so. Help us to make it strong. Make us remember how much Jesus really did for us. Please bless each one here tonight in ways that will change our lives for your use, for good, forever. May we leave this building tonight with a stronger appreciation of what you have done for us in Christ and experience more joy in living a holy life. May everyone we come into contact with this week know us by our love for you and our love for them. In Jesus' name, amen.